Well, as you've probably heard by now, Kanye West's mom, Donda West, died suddenly over the weekend. She was 58 years old. We're going to try to talk a little bit more about her life coming up and how she died in just a moment. First, though, when anyone's mom passes away, it's obviously a huge deal to them. But when it's a hip-hop artist's mom, it can mean something else. It can mean one of the central characters in their music is gone. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise. That's Tupac's Dear Mama. His mom, Afeni Shakur, was a one-time Black Panther. She was in jail when she was pregnant with him. The story goes that she petitioned for one boiled egg a day, arguing the food wasn't nutritious enough for an expecting mother. Feel me now, listen. Mama loved me. Pop left me. Mickey fed me. Annie dressed me. Eric fought me. Made me tougher. Love you for that, man. No matter what, bro. That's Jay-Z with his mom anthem, Mama Loves Me. His mom, Gloria Carter, raised him as a single parent for most of his formative years in the Marcy Projects in Brooklyn. Gloria Carter says she bought her son, little Sean Carter at that time, a boombox when he was a kid. This was to keep him off the streets. He says that's when he started to figure out he was good at something other than making trouble. As we knelt on the kitchen floor, I said, Mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See, you're unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Send us an angel, and I thank you, Mama. And finally, that's Kanye himself talking about his late mother, Dr. Donda West, on Hey Mama. Now, Kanye didn't grow up in the projects. His mom was a college professor, actually. But she raised him alone. And when he was still a nobody, they moved to an apartment in Newark, New Jersey together. She believed in him. And turns out she was right. Rappers love to talk about their moms in songs. They also love to talk about the dearly departed, which means we probably haven't heard the last of Donda West. Not by a long shot. Things I gotta do just to prove to you you was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you are so beautiful to me? Can't you see?
At just 58 years old, Donda West died Saturday, reportedly due to complications from plastic surgery. Now, the family thanks supporters for all their kind words and support and released this statement. After working in higher education for 31 years, Dr. Donda West and Kanye West co-founded the Kanye West Foundation with the mission of helping to combat the severe dropout problem in high schools across the country. They went on to say that in lieu of flowers, they'd like people to donate to that foundation. She retired as the chairman of the English department at Chicago State University before moving to L.A. a couple of years ago to manage her son's career. Kanye West once told MTV, quote, "My mother was my everything." And as we've just heard, there's a tradition of hip-hop superstars admiring, employing, and taking care of their moms. Touré is an author and a former contributing editor at Rolling Stone, has written extensively about music culture. Hey, Touré.
Hey, Allison. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you expand a little bit on Donda West's influence on her son's life?
Yeah. I mean, you can see in Kanye that he's one of those single children with single parents seems to think that, you know, the world revolves around him in a lot of ways that...
Really? You get that from him? You get that from his music?
Absolutely. I mean, I got that from him in his first, you know, the first singles that I saw of him. And when I met him, I was like, wow, you know, that ego that he has is different than the traditional rapper ego. And, you know, when I talked to his mom about Kanye, she said, yeah, I worship the ground that he walked on. And she supported everything that he ever wanted to do. And I think he was like 11 or 12. He wanted to make a video game. He wanted to make his own video game. And she helped him get to that. And the program that he bought ended up being something that had, you know, a musical aspect to it. And he started focusing on that. And that's how he started to become a producer. And just everything that he ever wanted to do, she supported, she loved him to death, she loved his music, you know, I mean, she was super supportive of him and everything that he wanted to do.
Jay-Z had a moment of silence last night in respect for Donda West. Now, Jay-Z's mom also runs a foundation for her son, right?
Yeah. I mean, hip-hop is big on loving your mother, probably because so many rappers grew up without their dads and with their moms, and there's just so many songs that aren't even, you know, an anthem to mom, but just make a mention of, like, you know, love you, mom, and later for you, dad. You know, you were never there, but mom was always there, which is always a weird sort of dichotomy of, you know, well, we learn to love our mother, you know, above all people, and she's sort of a saint in so many hip-hop songs and mentions Tupac on and on. But then, you know, like, we don't learn how to love, you know, the women who are our peers.
That's my big question. How do these artists walk that line between objectifying women and music versus the respect and admiration for moms?
I mean, I think what you see is that you develop a specific love for your mother because she's there for you every day taking care of you. But you don't see a positive relationship in the home. So you love this specific individual, but you don't learn how to love women in general, which you would learn if you grew up watching a man love a woman, i.e. your mother. And then from that you learn, oh, wow, you know, it's cool to be a man and to love women in general. If you don't see that, it can be a harder lesson to learn.
Now, Eminem reconciled with his mom because she's ill, but, you know, he wrote horrible things about her in his song. She sued him for defamation. What gives with Eminem?
Well, I mean, Eminem had a really difficult relationship with his mother. She was not, to his telling, she was not terribly loving. He also said that she had Munchausen syndrome, which made her think that he was constantly sick, so she's constantly bringing him to the hospital to be checked out for phantom illness.
By the way, that's, yeah, Munchausen is when the parent hurts the kid so the parent can get attention, right? For those who maybe aren't familiar with that term, I just wanted to clarify.
No, but not hurting him, but she thought that he was sick.
Right.
So she's constantly putting him in the hospital to deal with illnesses that he didn't have,
right,
and making him think that he was sick and constantly telling him, you're nothing like your dad. And so, I mean, she was not a positive force in his life. So now that he's famous, he's getting her back along with everybody else who wasn't there for him and wasn't famous.
Seriously. So here's the question. How can you be hard as a rapper and be a mama's boy?
Well, I mean, I think it kind of goes hand in hand,
yeah,
actually. I mean, you know, we love our moms and hip hop so much, and then you go out in the street, you know, because there's no man in your house, and you are mentored how to be a man by the other men on the corner, and we all have that, you know, each of them has that specific love for their mother, you know, but, you know, they're not really learning how to be gentlemen, how to be well-rounded men, because a lot of times there's no dad in the home.
Right.
I mean,
they're modeling what they see on the street rather than what they might see in the home.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fatherlessness, the rampant fatherlessness of the hip-hop generation and most rappers in specific is a huge, huge impact on why hip-hop is the way it is. You know, the lawlessness that you see, you know, the sort of caricature of masculinity, you know, the love of mom, but the disrespect of most women. A lot of it goes back to not having had a model for manhood in the home.
Ture is an author and former contributing editor at Rolling Stone. Ture, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. We appreciate it.
Sure. Have a good day.
You too now.
Tell your job you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a jack, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make it just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say, I wanna scream so loud for you, cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do. I never let you go. Wrote this song just so you know.